We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Right now, Golden Gopher men's hockey in the spotlight. Drew Cove, once upon a time, wrote for the Minnesota Daily and now covers Golden Gopher hockey for zonecoverage.com. Drew, how you been? Good to visit with you.
Pretty good, Steve.
Yeah, and all of a sudden the Golden Gophers flying high. They've dropped 2 of 3. I mean, I don't want to be negative. They've still had a great year, but they have dropped 2 of 3.
Yeah, well, it's they definitely got a little bit of a wake-up call in that Wisconsin game. And obviously, I think just overall the way it's panning out so far, it's a little different. Obviously, since college hockey, you're not really playing anyone from any other conference except for the exception with Arizona State and kind of making the Big Ten with eight teams happen. You don't really get to see the barometer against some other conferences. But it's looking like right now Minnesota and Wisconsin might be near the top, so it was going to happen. I know Bob Motzko said a whole bunch of times. He said, you know, it's going to happen. They're going to get punched in the mouth. And that's what he said after Saturday. I think it was said. The games are just kind of thrown off nowadays. The first game that they lost against Wisconsin. But, yeah, they rebounded from that quite well, I think, in that second game. But, yeah, just another one last night where it just, like, Notre Dame has always been a pretty stifling defensive team. And even with a little bit of a depleted roster this year, they really made it happen again last night, and especially in the third period, the Gophers just couldn't buy a chance out of their own zone.
So seeing two teams later today, it'll be a 5 o'clock start at 3M Arena at Mariucci, and then Arizona State next Thursday and Friday, and then they'll hit the road. They'll be in Columbus to close out the month, but this team has really come into its own. But, Drew, there's a little bit of injury concern now, isn't there?
Yeah, the last few games, I know we talked to Bob Motzko during the week after Scott Reedy missed the second game. He's been arguably the Gophers' most complete player this season, especially on offense. But he's been driving plays. He's great on the puck. He's been lights out with his constant winger, Sampo Ranta. But he was out last Sunday. We talked to him during the week, and Bob Motzko said he might be back this weekend. And last night, he obviously wasn't in the lineup. And after last night's game, he gave the update, and both he and Matt Stoddicker, who were both out last night, are going to be out again tonight. So that is something that I don't think we really know. We don't really know what's going on with Scott right now, but his presence is definitely missed on this Gopher squad that largely can roll a lot of lines. There are a lot of it's not like he's far and away their only type of a playmaker and driver, but the lineup definitely looks a lot different without him. And even though Sampo Ranta really found his game with some chances last night, it's different when those two are on the ice together.
Drew Cove joining us, covers Golden Gopher hockey for zonecoverage.com. Good enough to join us on a Saturday. They play Notre Dame at 3M Arena at Mariucci at 5 o'clock today to close out the weekend series. There's never doubt in my mind, Drew, that Bob Motzko would get things turned around, that eventually he would win, and he would win big at Minnesota. And the team started to play better at the tail end of last season. And, of course, the brakes were put on. But we're kind of seeing the fruits of that labor and ultimately the turnaround job and remaking the program in his image.
Yeah, for sure. And a lot of these recruits that he brought in to are some of the older guys. The guys, the one that I think of most, that most kind of epitomizes the Bob Motzko era so far of Gopher hockey is Ben Myers. He's just the most, last year, I don't remember a game where I saw him and I said, this guy isn't giving his entire hustle at every single moment he's on the ice. And he brings out a lot in his players. It doesn't matter who he plays with. He brings out a lot of good things in the players he's on the ice with. And he's just been a workhorse. He was an older guy. He played a lot of junior. And he came in as a really strong built up guy. And that's one thing that, it's tough a lot of times for 18, 19 year olds to come into college hockey and realize how, physical the game is. And they come in not necessarily been in the weight room, but haven't been in a college weight room or a junior weight room, kind of building, getting their body built up. And Ben Myers came in ready with that. And he's just kind of what epitomizes, Bob's, tenure so far with the Gophers. But yeah, like you said, since last year, they were on a tear the second half of last year. And I know we were talking and as everything started to fall in terms of the pandemic and seeing that if that wasn't going to get shut down, I think the Gophers were going to make a bit of a run.
Yeah, and we've seen the impacts of COVID-19 and other sports, particularly the NBA right now. Generally, so far, so good with college hockey. They've been able to manage it, and there's still a long way to go. There is a lot of hockey games to be played.
Yeah, the Gophers have really dodged, I guess, just for what a lot of teams seems like the inevitable. And I know it bit Wisconsin a little bit early on in the season, but I think one thing that's going well for the Gophers is that they had a few players, and Bob Motzko even had it, I think, early fall, something like that, before everyone converged back on campus. But some players had it in the off season, and maybe that's kind of working to their favor in terms of the more herd immunity type of thing right now. But they've dodged it, and certainly not out of the woods yet. I think there's still about half the season to go, and if you're a fan of college hockey and entertaining college hockey, and especially entertaining Gophers hockey, it's you're thankful for every game so far.
Drew Kolb joining us, talking Golden Gopher men's hockey going forward. And one thing we do know about college sports, no matter what, is to recruit as well. And there's a challenge in all of that. Once upon a time, Minnesota got their pick of the top players in the state. That's no longer the case. Bob Motzko has been recruiting in this part of the world. Do you get any sense on where that stands right now and what they're thinking going forward? I know typically the trend has been across college hockey, as you mentioned earlier, to go with players that have maybe been out of high school and played a couple years somewhere in junior hockey.
Yeah, and that's been Bob's mantra since he got here, get a little older. And last year I think you mentioned it a lot, that they were the youngest team in college hockey. And even though they're, 11-2, it doesn't, and for how dominant they've looked up and down the lineup, they're still third youngest in the country out of the 60 programs. So it's a little shocking because they are just playing so well at this point, but things are just going well. And I don't think Bob's going to change his mind and say, okay, this is kind of the right age to be at, but they're going to continually get older, to try and keep some of those players that maybe need to stay another year before they go pro or try to sign a contract somewhere. But it's always that age that is staying longer and kind of getting those guys who've had a little bit more experience in a junior league to get to the college game and be really effective, especially against, and just look at the way Minnesota State has really built their programs. They're always one of the oldest programs in the country, and they always have a very physical presence. Obviously you can't see them this year against the Gophers, at least in town, but they just, it's just something that, especially the Minnesota teams in college hockey have done well, is that, just get old, get physical, and you'll be on the path to success.
Well, and, hopefully, we'll start seeing more fans in the building as we move forward. May not happen this season, but maybe in time for next year to see this Golden Gopher men's hockey team drop 2 or 3, but playing really well this season. Notre Dame coming up at 5 o'clock. Hey, Drew, always good to visit with you. Thanks.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Steve. Stay healthy and be well.
Yeah, thanks again. There he is, Drew Kolb from ZoneCoverage.com, as they try and bounce back from the loss to the Irish last night.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.